Kitchen. Get in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
No surprise that Iron Man 3 was number one at the box office this weekend, earning $175.3 million in the U.S. alone. It's already earned $500 million in 2 weeks overseas. Coming in a distant second, Pain and Gain with $7.6 million.
Number four.
Keira Knightley married her rocker boyfriend James Wrighton in the south of France over the weekend. They told their guests they were throwing a party to celebrate the upcoming wedding, but surprise, this was it. Only 11 guests, including Sienna Miller, were there to watch the couple exchange vows at Town Hall.
Number three.
Miley Cyrus officially joined Instagram, using the occasion to thank her fans for crowning her number one on Maxim's Hot 100. She also tweeted, "Didn't know this was coming out yet. I'm so happy to be number one on Maxim's Hot 100. Well, here's the thing. The news didn't come out yet. Miley beat Maxim to the punch. No word yet on how Maxim feels about Miley leaking their biggest kept secret.
Number two.
Last month, Lindsay Lohan sat down with Piers Morgan to talk about her druggy reputation. She told Piers she does not consider herself an alcoholic. She's only done cocaine maybe four or five times. She's never taken heroin or LSD because those things scare her. But ecstasy? Yeah, she kind of likes that. So why does the judge think Lindsay needs rehab? She obviously doesn't think so. And reportedly, she's begging her back-on-the-case lawyer, Sean Holly, to get her out of Betty Ford and into someplace else.
Number one.
What happens when an overeager fan meets an overeager security guard? The piano gets hurt. Justin Bieber on stage in Dubai, sitting at the piano performing Believe, when a fan scrambled on stage and went to hug him from behind. That's when a security guard dashed from backstage, tackling the fan and the piano. Justin managed to skip away and finish his song as security dragged the fan away. The piano, not so lucky. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.